This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and what a week it's been. And my lovely fiancée, Robin, is here with us this morning.
Morning.
Morning, dear. And you folks are controlling the show this morning. I'll tell you, what a week. What a whirlwind week. We had a bill introduced late Tuesday night by the in the Senate, followed by a bill shortly thereafter in the House. The Senate bill was for deer hunting in Region B. Now, Region B in the state of Maryland is just about the entire state. It would be easier to tell you what Region B is not. Region B is not Region A. Region A is Garrett, Allegheny, and half of Washington County. That's Region A. From the Washington, the eastern half, let's say, of Washington County, east, south, eastern shore, southern Maryland is Region B. The bill would have lengthened the deer firearm season from 2 weeks to 8 weeks. What that proposal was to open the deer firearm season for the first 2 weeks of November. The regular firearm season, you know, the Saturday after Thanksgiving for 2 weeks, and then the entire month of January, effectively quadrupling the number of days in the field for firearms, shotguns, and rifles. The motivators for this this plan was the Maryland Farm Bureau, particularly on the Eastern Shore. And then the Senate bill, the House bill, pretty much stopped at the Bay Bridge, although they for some reason the folks at the General Assembly considered these to be cross-filed bills. So, bow hunters are alarmed. The first 2 weeks of November are typically the deer rut, the breeding season. That's when the bucks are on their feet. They're chasing does. They're breeding does. They're in pursuit of does. They're more vulnerable because they're out during the daytime rather than, you know, their normal nocturnal patterns. So the bow hunters, and there's 52,000 bow hunters in Maryland, were upset with this introduction of a firearms season on top of the rut. Justifiably so. Justifiably so. I don't believe the department was in favor of this bill, that it would skew their deer management program, which is based on sustainability. And to have sustainability, you have to have successful breeding. You have to have a mixed ratio of bucks to does. And that firearm season would have just blown the buck-to-doe ratio numbers out of the water, because what would happen, every buck would go down. That's just how it is. You know, people aren't going to pass up a 4-point buck to shoot a doe. God knows why, but people aren't going to do it. You know? Yeah, and I'm not sure what it would take to, you know, what it would take to change that way of thinking. So, on Wednesday, in conversations with the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and the president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society is one of our advisors for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, we got together and basically had the same message. The Bowhunter Society got a little more in depth with it. The Merrill Hunting Coalition placed the bill and the, some of the details on its website. On its Facebook page, right? Am I doing this right? Yeah, on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, we had Blaze and Camo Day, the day the storm came through. So the timing couldn't have been better. Facebook blew up. Would you say it blew up, Robin?
It blew up.
A lot of comments for and against and, you know, everything else. And but the interest was there. At the end of the day, from Wednesday into Thursday evening, we had touched 22,300 and maybe more. That was the last number I looked at as far as people reached by our social media page. There were 111 shares or something like that. And, you know, it just went out to hunting organizations and, you know, we saw all the, these groups weighing in and that type of thing and, you know, went to some of their pages and again, the comments were positive. You know, not everybody wanted this bill to die. Everybody wanted this bill to pass. Not everybody. Let me take it back. A minority wanted this bill to pass.
But whoever, whichever way they were very passionate about it.
They're always passionate. That's part of social media. And Robin and I talked about this last night. It's we never said a word about the coalition other than, you know, this just putting the information out there. We didn't give out the senators or the delegates' phone numbers. Others did. So the phone lines at the Capitol blew up at the senator's office. We do know that. The word went out at the Eastern Sports Show in Harrisburg. Or, I'm sorry, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg. The word went out among Maryland vendors there. And apparently a lot of Pennsylvanians like to come to hunt in Maryland, and the Pennsylvanians were blowing up the phone lines in Annapolis. Thursday, as I said, Blaze and Camo Day took place. What Blaze and Camo Day is organized by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Hunters rally in Annapolis. We invite the hunters to come in their camouflage. We'll give them each a blaze orange hat. And we look pretty cool standing there in Lawyers Mall with our hats and our camo. And what you got?
You can look at it later. Just more comments. I didn't want to give you dead air here.
Oh, that's okay. I'm reading a Facebook post. Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah, so anyway, Blaze and Camo Day took place on Thursday. We spoke with a number of senators and delegates. Actually, they would approach us. Hey, can we get our orange hat? Because this is our third year. They know what we're there for. We're there to, you know, show that the hunters are important in the economy. What was the last number? $260 million in deer hunting and another 4,500 jobs in Maryland are supported by hunting. So we went to a show that, you know, the hunters could stand together and that we knew where the seat of power was in Annapolis. You know, you got the DNR on one end of Taylor Avenue and you've got the State House on the other end and of Taylor Avenue. So that's where the rules and the regulations are made. That's where the laws are passed. So that's where we were, right in the center of all that. So we talked to a number of senators. We talked to a number of delegates. We talked to some important senators and delegates that are seated on the committees that hear the hunting bills. We talked to the leadership, the chair, the vice chair of in both the House and the Senate of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. The Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus are members of a group that supports hunting and fishing in the halls of Annapolis, led by Delegate Beitzel from Western Maryland and led by Senator John Astle. And they were there. And the chairs were there, too, the vice chairs. So, anyway, we had this day. And yesterday, Senate Bill 593 and House Bill 1111 were withdrawn. Were withdrawn. Because of overwhelming outcry from the hunting community. So, I want to thank the Maryland Bowhunter Society. I want to thank everybody that phoned their delegate or their senator, that phoned the sponsor, that weighed in, that got active, that got involved.
Passionate.
What's that?
Passionate.
They're very passionate, very passionate. You can make a difference if you are polite and if you have a good argument and a good reason. And Blazing Camo Day was great, by the way. The wildlife director was there. Mark Belton, Secretary of DNR, was there. Governor showed up. First thing the governor said was, give me my hat. Give me my orange hat. Yes, sir. Here you are, Mr. Governor. So, anyway, we had a good day. We had a good day. Now, the people that are passionate about our Constitution and the Second Amendment are very outspoken as well, and we commend them for that. They are very critical of the Maryland Hunting Coalition because for some reason, and they won't talk to us about it, they'll simply point the finger and accuse us. They won't call us and ask us for support. They won't, but they'll call us out on social media from the anonymity of their computers and make assumptions that aren't true. They will state that we don't care about the Second Amendment. They make comments like, well, what happens when they take your guns? But what they fail to realize is that the Maryland Hunting Coalition does not do everything that it does. You don't like the way I say coalition, do you? How would you like me to?
Keep going. Keep going.
The Maryland Hunting Coalition is involved in Second Amendment issues. Remember, we didn't exist during the O'Malley administration. Okay? We did not exist during the O'Malley administration. The Second Amendment groups have not asked for our support. We've met with a couple of them. Okay? We've had meetings with them. And the end result of some of those meetings has been, it's our way or the highway. We chose the highway. Because when a pro-Second Amendment organization meets with you and does not have a lobbyist in Annapolis and depends on the lobbyist of the National Rifle Association and others to defend their gun rights, and it's fine. I have nothing but respect for the NRA. And those heavily paid lobbyists have failed to the point that they have failed on Maryland's gun laws, okay? And an organization without a lobbyist comes to us who pays a full-time lobbyist and expects our full-time lobbyist without compensation to go to work for their organization. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's fine if that's the way you want to do it. But keep in mind, those of you who are defenders of the Second Amendment, we are too. We just work in a little different way than you do. The aforementioned Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus are pro-Second Amendment. Some of them more passionate than others, albeit, but that's everybody. We will work with that group from the inside and craft statements in opposition to some of these egregious gun laws. And we have done so. I have the documents. They will be on the website next week. And when you can influence 40 or 50 members of the General Assembly, 40 or 50, to stand against an egregious gun law, in testimony You have done a lot, and we have done a lot. Keep in mind, there were 12 gun bills last year in the General Assembly. Two of them have come back this year, maybe three. But the two that came back were the antique, registering antique firearms as, you know, modern rifles. That's not going to go anywhere. And the other bill that was in and failed last year was the secondary transfer, where you have to take your gun to a gun shop. If I want to give my gun to Robin, or my grandson, we'd have to go to a gun shop and go through the paperwork and everything else. Well, that's probably not going to fly anyway. Trust me, Second Amendment guys, we are working behind the scenes against your gun bills that you find egregious. We want them gone too. If you want to continue on social media in a public forum to blast the Maryland Hunting Coalition and what you perceive as no action, because we're not out there waving flags and carrying signs and screaming at lawmakers, but we're working quietly behind the scenes on both sides of the aisle, go right ahead. If you don't want to put your money where your mouth is, that's fine too. If you're listening to the words of my voice, listening to what we say, you're watching what we do, be assured, we love the Second Amendment too. Calling us FUDs and blasting us does not help your cause. Just saying.
Unfortunately, because I've been on both sides of it, and mm-hmm. You know I hate politics.
I know. But you've seen the social media stuff.
I have, and that's all good. But people don't understand, no matter how much I don't like or they don't like it, there's a way and a format that you have to go through to get what you got to get done, and you got to say it in a certain manner, and then they'll work with you. If you don't do that, you end up getting nowhere. If you're just yelling and hollering and...
And demonstrating. I get that. Sure.
And people don't understand.
Well, your dad was a delegate.
I know.
And your dad was Secretary of DNR under Governor Ehrlich.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad was the...
Which is why I hate politics.
Which was the Mark Belton of his day. your dad was Mark Belton.
But there's a game you have...
Under
you
the Ehrlich administration?
There's a game you have to play to get what you want to get done. And it's not going to change. It just has to be done that way.
So we get this comment. Do you guys contribute money to Democrats? Yes, we do. Because we contribute to both sides of the aisle, depending on the position, depending on the support from an individual lawmaker. We do. Well, then you're putting money in the coffers of the ones that write the laws against us. No, we're not. The Democrats are in majority in the halls of Annapolis. They're in the majority in the House. They're in the majority in the Senate. They're the chairs and the vice chairs of these committees that hear our bills. We work with them.
Well, you work with the enemy.
Okay. End of argument. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back after this. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh
Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I drive a John Deere tractor. Yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore Red.
It's going to be you soon.
It's going to be me soon, on the Eastern Shore Redneck.
Yep.
Well, you never know. What can I say? you know, those two bills that we were talking about originated on the Eastern Shore. So, you know, we've had to shout out to our Eastern Shore buddies out there.
That's right.
By the way, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And we'd love to have your phone calls at that number. If you'd like to weigh in on what we said, please do. If you'd like to agree or disagree, please do. Let's talk to Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, good, good. A lot better than my switch, that's for sure.
No, I'm glad to hear that, buddy. Glad to hear that. Good.
Yeah, I think you're glad.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to be able to attend the dinner. It's on the 25th of March, right?
Yep, 25th of March in Westminster, and everything's online, of course, and... you know, we look forward to seeing you again. You were there last year. I think
yeah.
You were there the first year, weren't
yes.
you? Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, great. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. By then, I'm going to be in really good shape.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, man. Glad
yeah.
to hear that.
You know, it's unfortunate when people divide their interests because We've got enough real enemies. We don't need to cultivate them among each other.
Oh, listen.
Perfectly said.
What?
Perfectly said.
Oh, yeah, perfectly stated. But you got to understand, you got bow hunters out there that don't want the gun hunters in the woods during a rut. Understandable. And it's a bad management practice to put firearms there in the peak of the whitetail deer rut. Just bad management. You know, it goes to sustainability. You want to have deer in 5 years from now, you don't shoot them all while they're breeding. And you don't kill off all the top bucks.
That's right.
You know, so.
Yeah. More than a couple years ago, I attended a meeting, and it was interesting because the president of the NRA was there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very long history in politics and explained how the NRA changed over many years from having opposition sponsoring sporting events
mm-hmm.
to getting involved in politics in the 60s
mm-hmm.
when the gun laws started to appear on the national stage.
After the assassinations
exactly.
of Kennedy and Martin
and
Luther King.
And we realized no matter what our inclination is, we have to get active in politics because they're going to be dealing with the Second Amendment with or without our participation.
Oh, good point.
And the other thing he brought out was, he said, we are a single-issue organization. People get angry because we give to Democrats. And he said, we don't care about their stand on other
social
issues.
Yeah.
And he didn't deny that they're important, such as abortion, such
sure.
as immigration.
Sure.
He said, but that's not our issue. Our issue is the Second Amendment. We support and work with anybody we can.
Right.
And we don't choose sides. We look at their stand on one issue. If another issue is important to you, you should support the affinity group related to that issue as well.
Right.
And it's a matter of having the broader perspective and seeing things with a certain nuance.
Look.
And appreciating that, in this case, Maryland Hunting Coalition, that's an issue. It includes the Second Amendment, but it is not solely restricted to the Second Amendment, and we don't need to cultivate our enemies here.
I agree.
Because we've got plenty of them.
We've got plenty of enemies within the firearms, overall firearms world. The coalition, for some reason, if you don't have this single focus on gun issues, somehow you're a FUD, okay? But we all own guns. We all want to keep our guns. But we know that the National Rifle Association, for example, has no fewer than three lobbyists in Annapolis. Where were they in the O'Malley administration? The simple fact of the matter is that the gun lobbyists are local, for the most part, residents who rub shoulders with members of the General Assembly, and they're all from one political party, from the majority, basically, and they all rub shoulders with their buddies, and they take the money from, and a lot of lobbyists are like this, they take the money from the organization, they present the issue, and they go on. They don't care if the issue passes or fails. They present their testimony. Thank you. Have a nice day, gentlemen. See you at lunch. You understand what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah, their attitude, it's all innate.
Yeah.
It's all innate. At the end of the day, they're not emotionally invested.
Not emotionally invested. And I got to tell you, when you're passionate about something like we are within the coalition, with our advocate, and you've met him, is a passionate waterfowl hunter. To the point, and he's not a deer hunter. He loves waterfowl. I don't hold it against him. Not one bit. You know, we all are out there in the field with a gun or a bow or a crossbow or a muzzle loader or a slingshot, and our purpose is to legally harvest the abundant game, the surplus game that's available to us. And if you want to do that with geese, that's fine. You want to do it with ducks, that's fine. If you want to do it with groundhogs, that's fine. You want to do it with squirrels and rabbits and quail and pheasants, that's fine too. If you want to be a deer hunter, that's fine too. Okay? It doesn't matter what implement you have. It doesn't matter what tool you take out there, whether it's a bow or a crossbow or a firearm or, again, a muzzleloader. It's your choice, you know. And just because I choose a crossbow, I have a compound bow and I have a recurve bow. I didn't carry the compound bow. I carried the compound bow once this year. I carried the recurve bow more than enough, and I didn't carry the crossbow at all this year. The reason I picked up the crossbow, I've had both shoulders repaired, okay? And I couldn't hold a compound bow. I can now, so I take it. But I love all of it. I just love being out there. Why does my choice of implement put me at a lower level in your eyes because you think that you're of a higher stature than I am because you use something else? But we had a comment.
Doesn't take any skill to shoot a deer 30 yards with a bow. Any idiot can do that. What takes a skill is to shoot one at 300 yards with a rifle.
No, it don't. No, it don't.
Well, as
I used to shoot deer over 400 yards.
My brother John
can
shoot literally at 1,000 yards, and he can have a 4-inch pattern.
Look, there's a lot of
people. That takes skill.
There's a lot of people that can.
Yeah.
No question. So, all right, brother.
People need to really embrace the entire lifestyle and not look for
The social media thing is, you know, people who don't have a platform, now they do. They can sit behind their computer keyboard and they can throw out all kinds of stuff. They can, you know, they can be reasonable, and if they're reasonable, they're going to get blasted by those who aren't.
Well, you know, on a personal note, it is wonderful having Rob, and the two of you are doing a great job as a team.
Well, thanks.
Thank you very much.
For a very good show.
Yep. You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Have a great week.
You too, Mark.
Super one.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and they sell firearms. They sell Browning guns. But right now, they're getting geared up for fishing season. You know, we had that warm weather, and I'm sure the perch are moving. And then, of course, it snowed and got cold on Blazing Camo Day. But you know what? It was a great day if you wanted to hunt, be a waterfowl hunter. It was a great day to be out there. And those who showed up, we thank you. And, you know, we came prepared for the cold weather. And I did feel a little sorry for the senators and delegates running around in there just in their suit coats, you know, going from building to building in that horrific wind.
Oh, but you had that great camo suit coat that was really cool looking.
Yeah, we did have that. But each one of them came over to us, and they're shaking. Can I have a hat? Sure, you can have your hat. Anyway, I'm sorry. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Fishing is where they're at. That's where they're getting ready for the perch fishing. Where did I go? I lost my mind
passion,
in that commercial.
You know, that hunter's passion.
Yeah, I got it. Right. So anyway, fishing tackle, rod and reel repair, live bait, frozen bait, anything you need for any type of fishing. You can find it. They even have a 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-FISH. Regular phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
Front coming in for the back of the weekend with a chance for some showers late this weekend, but a warmer start to things this weekend. 32 degrees our overnight low. Later Saturday, mostly cloudy, a high of 61. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a chance for some rain showers, temperatures in the mid-50s. And then windy on Monday with sunshine and cooler numbers, highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s Monday night. And recovering into the 50s by Tuesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Nobody's thrown a drink on me since that stripper in Florida 20, 30 years ago. What's going on with you?
Oh, you might get it.
All right. Matthew in Pasadena, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good. Glad to hear that.
I got to tell you, the TVA that I won from you.
Yes, sir.
Actually scary.
Why is that?
I'm used to shooting an 870, and I picked that rifle up, and I'm going, oh, hell's bells, this is heavy. And even the wife goes, how are you going to shoot that? And I'm like, I don't know. Never shot one before.
Right.
But I'm going to take it up to one of your sponsor, Haver.
Oh, yeah, Hafer's Gunsmithing, sure.
Out in, yeah, to get it dialed in.
Yeah.
But the one thing I want to tell you is, number one, talking to CVA, which is part of BPI, the greatest customer service, and explaining to a novice like me,
yep,
of what to do, what to shoot, you know, and I'm going, I don't know anything about this. I can talk to you about reloading federal paper shells,
right?
But I don't know anything about this.
Got it.
And he goes, you're going to have fun with it. I'm like, is he going to kick my shoulder? He goes, no.
No.
And I'm like, really? I said, I fired a black powder once.
Yeah.
He wore there once.
Right.
That thing knocked me in the shoulder, and yes, I'd probably have that my shoulders repaired if I keep it.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're going to like that gun. Did you get the Optima package with the scope and the whole deal?
Oh, yeah, that's why I wanted to get it dialed in.
Yeah.
With my AR, I take it to a gunsmith.
Yeah.
And I'll take it to one of your sponsors.
I appreciate that.
Because, you know, I trust you. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I don't know why either.
Yeah, I cheat on my wife every Saturday morning by getting up at 5 o'clock to listen to you. And also, I have to go back to the court building. I'm the one that.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Yep.
With Willie Parker to get more pictures for you for the publication.
Good. That'll be good.
It blew my mind because, number one, being former law enforcement. And I got sat on a criminal trial.
Yeah.
So I've yet to figure that one out.
Gotta love that.
But I walk on the fifth floor of the federal court building, and it's all about conservation, and I'm going, oh, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Going from, they have a punt gun.
Yeah.
Sitting there, and it's like, you look at it going, oh, my Lord have mercy.
That'll kick your shoulder, Matt.
It'd probably kick all three of us.
Yeah, that's why they locked him into a boat. Man.
I love having Robin on the show.
Thank you, Robin,
for making him an honest man.
I try my best.
I keep trying because it's not there yet. He's a work in progress.
Always.
Thanks.
But no, I just wanted to call in and let you know I'm going to get more pictures for you.
Beautiful.
And I'll write the article up.
Perfect.
I've already signed up for the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
All right.
Even though I'm not a hunter.
Right.
But I like eating it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. And like you just said earlier, you're not better just because you can hit a deer. You can hit a deer 30 yards with a crossbow.
Yeah.
God bless you, because that means it's a good shot.
Yeah.
You know, 300 yards with a, you know, long rifle. You know what? You've got optics.
With today's technology, it's a chip shot, you know?
It's pretty much, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, it's a field goal, an extra point.
Yeah.
So be it.
All right, buddy.
You
know, got to roll.
You got to roll. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Have a blessed day. Robin, take care of him.
I'll do my best.
See you, man. Thanks.
Cheers.
There he goes, Matthew. Good guy. Chuck in Hampstead, followed by Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for coming down to Blazing Camo Day.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's always a good time, and I learn a lot to sit there and just listen.
Yeah, yeah. You were like a sponge. I mean, you were right in the center of the action. All the back and forth was right there. You were front row center, buddy. 50-yard line.
Just listen to everybody and meet some more delegates and senators that I haven't met over the last couple of years.
Right. And you met three of your representatives from Carroll County.
Yep, I was at last year too. Yep.
Yeah,
two of my delegates in the center.
Yeah,
my senator.
Yep. So, yep, we were there early. Some of them were there early. Mark Belton was there a little early. Governor showed up midway, and
the sun came out when the governor.
This is amazing. As soon as the governor, it's windy, it's cloudy, it's overcast. The governor walks out of the state house. And as soon as he clears the gate, the sun comes out and the skies open up. It was a beautiful thing. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with the governor, and we'll see what happens in the General Assembly.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And I know you're a big follower of social media, and I know you understand what I'm talking about when you got the flamethrowers and the bomb throwers out there.
Yeah, well, the some people, stupid.
Well, there's a term for it, and if anybody wants to Google it, it's called slacktivism. Do you know what that means, Chuck?
No.
You know what it means to be an activist, like you and me.
Right.
Okay. A slacktivist is a person who does nothing but go online and weigh in on issues and think that they're participating in the process. They'll never show up at a hearing. They'll never contribute a dollar. They'll never... Most won't vote, believe it or not.
I believe it.
But they'll throw bombs and they'll make comments and they'll argue with people online because that's what gets their jollies.
Yeah.
So.
There's a couple of guys that were there from the other group that just didn't want to understand what you were trying to tell them.
Right. Well, that's the way it goes. You know, I can't.
You can only do so much.
I can only do so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. But the guys in our group, I'll tell you what, we were united, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
We were. And
the only disappointing part about it is there wasn't more of us.
There wasn't more of us. Exactly right. So can you imagine what that lawyer's mall would look like with 150, 200 hunters?
With an orange cap? Oh, my God.
Would that be amazing? Would that absolutely be amazing? How can we reach 22,300 people and have 111 shares on one issue, one bill, one Senate bill, and yet when you put Blazing Camo Day out there, Hunter's Rally in Annapolis, it's like crickets.
Right.
Slacktivism.
Right. I mean, I can understand that maybe somebody from the Western County.
Certainly, of course.
Got hit with the weather.
You and I both. Absolutely.
I drove down from Carroll County, and I still had snow and ice on my truck when I got back to it after the rally.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's, you know, but the closer I got to Annapolis, the less snow there was.
Yeah.
So it was just wet.
Yep. So, well, Chuck.
Hey, I got my tickets to the banquet.
Oh, good.
Can't wait to see you.
Beautiful.
See you, and I actually got my wife coming this year.
Oh, great,
awesome.
Chuck. Great. Glad to hear it. So, very good.
So,
did you do that online?
Yeah, I did it online.
How long ago?
Oh, a week or so.
Okay. I'll take a look.
in a week or so.
Okay. I'll take a look. Sounds good. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Well, thanks.
Keep up the good work, and I'll be talking to you. I agree it is good to have Robin on there to keep you straight.
Oh, jeez. You guys. All right, Chuck.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, she's loving it.
And I just want to say hello, friend.
Ah, she's coming up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye. See you, Chuck.
See you, Chuck. Bye-bye. Good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning, you two. How are you?
Doing well. You?
Morning, Fran.
Hey, Robin, I was just getting used to you being on the show, and it was 2 or 3 weeks. I said, where's Robin? Anyway.
I'm on call, I can't come on. So.
I understand. Listen, you led into this part, and you know I gave that little speech about everybody come.
Mm-hmm.
I was dressed. I wanted to go. I had my transportation set up. But that darn television, I let that weatherman convince me that I was going to have a transportation problem coming home.
Oh.
And, you know, it showed all the counties, schools were closed. I opened 2 hours late. And they showed, you know, Easter Shore, they said it was snowing like crazy. And I thought, now, if I get out there and my ride can't find me or don't show, which they've been doing a lot lately, I've been left stranded wherever I am, had to get a cab. But I thought, what should I do? You know, and I let them convince me that this horrible storm was coming and it was just going to be terrible. So I made the decision not to go.
Yep.
And it turned out to be the best one you ever had.
It was pretty good.
I'm going to tell you what I felt like. You know how during a football game, the quarterback, right, throws this long, perfect throw.
Mm-hmm.
And that catcher should have caught it. I mean, it came right to him,
mm-hmm.
jumps up in the air, and he touches the ball, falls down, and has lost control of the ball.
Right.
And I thought, Fran, that's what you did. And no matter how many times you come, I personally will always remember the one that I made the decision not to come. All right? When I was younger, I took chances. I would have come and just found out what happened later. But anyway, I'll try to make it up. And for those of you who said I did so much talking about people coming and I did not show, I've been to 2 of them. How many did you come to?
Perfect.
Hello.
Yeah. Got it.
But I tell you, to see those politicians come out in their suits in the snow.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Hat, I would have loved to see something like that. That would have been worth the whole trip to me.
That was great.
You know, especially the governor wasn't his hat.
No, it was funny.
Oh, I would have loved
yeah,
that.
You know, we walked up and we kind of surrounded him a little bit. You know, of course, the security people there. And,
yeah.
And somebody had a hat. I don't know who it was. And he goes, hey, let me have my hat. Okay, yes, sir, governor. Here you are. Here's your hat. So we think we might have the governor in a goose blind next year. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we talked to wildlife director, see if he had to take a hunter safety course, and the answer was yes.
Right. So. Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's not that I love politics.
Right.
But maybe I just love the game.
Right.
You know, I tell you, Bill Miles, it takes special training to know how to negotiate with people that are not on your side, or, you know, you've got to change your mind or whatever you have to do.
Right.
And it's something that's not taught in school. They don't even come close to anything in any schools I went to. But I jumped out there and I took jobs and experienced things on jobs that trained you. That was part of your training,
yeah,
to negotiate like that. And the first time I got hooked on it, and it kind of eased me on into politics, my next job was I worked for a bank, and they had a computer system that we thought was ridiculous. And we all complained about it, and of course, me and my mouth, I stood up and voiced my objection to this system that was not allowing us to do the job.
Right.
Well, they challenged me.
Right.
They said, okay, convince the board. I said, uh-oh. Well, anyway, I found out that the guy that makes the decision, like baseball,
yeah.
All right. So I compared that system to a baseball game and how ridiculous the game would be when they came back with the decision to shut the whole system down and start up scratch.
There you go.
Everybody was so excited. So from then on, you know, and then I went
you got
to
speak up. You got to speak up.
You know, it was just exciting for me. But like I said, that Bill Miles, he has a special talent for that. And, you know, it's a good thing for us.
Indeed.
And, oh, by the way, hi, Chuck.
There you go.
I'm sorry I did not make it.
No problem, girl.
I felt so bad about that.
All right. Listen, we've got to move on, Fran. Thank you for the call. I mean, we got to take a break here.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, look at the time.
Indeed.
All right. Well,
thank you, dear.
You too.
Okay.
See you, Fran.
See you, Fran. Bye-bye. We're just going to go right to a couple here commercials here, and then when we come back, the music will be playing, and we'll get out of here.
Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100- and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel. We know it's hard to see everything the show has to offer in just one day, so we're inviting you to bounce back this Sunday for free. Simply bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2017 Great American Outdoor Show, and you get in for free. An extra day to see more, do more, and gear up this Sunday only. Bounce back to the Great American Outdoor Show, where you can get in free. Explore the show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. It means that it's time to get out of here. We'll have to move the Redneck Blinds commercial to the next hour and the Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex commercial the next hour because I just went on too long. That's what I do. But if you have to leave us now, for Youth Waterfowl Day, get out, stay out, stay safe.